KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and as we do every Friday afternoon, we catch up with Brian Cochran, the president of John Moore Associates. Brian, thanks so much again for the time you take to bring us the financial update.
It's always my pleasure, Steve. I enjoy connecting with you and hopefully giving the listeners something that they can learn from.
I know that's always the case. And in addition to your insight into finances, of course, I want to thank Brian and the rest of the team at John Moore Associates for their support as a sponsor of ABQ Connect and KLYT, making it possible to deliver the good news that we do on a daily basis. So, Brian, let's jump right into it. I watch probably too much TV, probably too much news, and as much as I'd like to balance that, news-wise, I'm guilty of probably watching one channel more than another. However, routinely, I'm seeing people saying actions are being taken and things are being done and things are being said, a lot of it with the midterm election in mind. And as we approach that in November, do you have any insight into how the midterm might affect our finances?
Yeah, we have clients all the time that ask us about the influence of politics on markets. And generally, markets become, in the long term, very focused on earnings. You know, are companies growing their profits or shrinking their profits? And but in the short term, you know, we can see some trends about the influence on politics. And so the trend we see with, or the history we see with midterms, is that midterms often cause a spike in uncertainty, and with that, a spike in volatility in the markets. And we often see markets that struggle leading up to a midterm election and then prosper in the year after.
And that's a trend over, do you know how long?
Really, if we go back to the 40s, you can see this trend in place. So the S&P 500 has not declined in the year after a midterm election since 1946. And I think, again, it has to do with this idea of uncertainty. And then it's not so much about, you know, Republicans versus Democrats or who wins, who loses. It's about the cloud of uncertainty that can come with political change and then freeing the market from that uncertainty. And the market can then sort out the winners and losers based on who's, you know, taking the lead politically. But overall, we see that trend. So the average correction in the year going back to like the 1960s, the average correction in the midterm year that we're living in right now, for example, is about 18%. So you see downside pretty consistently, and then that uptick in the following year.
Yeah, I mean, practically speaking, look, I don't know if I've really ever thought about it. I did know in the past that, you know, after an election, it's election, look at the market. But yeah. It's really dealing with an unknown quantity or quality or versus after the election, you kind of know what you're probably going to be dealing with for the next several months, if not couple years. And with that in mind, what would you suggest to someone who is currently seeing a downward trend, because here we are sneaking up on a midterm as far as their investments?
Well, there's plenty of other factors at play this year, aside from the midterms or in addition to the midterms. You've got inflation, the Federal Reserve fighting that inflation with rate increases. You and I have talked about that in the last few weeks. So there's a lot of factors at play. I think the biggest takeaway for a long-term investor is don't get caught up in that short-term noise of the markets and the short-term volatility, and don't let fear override your decisions. And it's a good reminder that, you know, short-term uncertainty is short-term. You know, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. And, you know, in the end, we often see that markets recover, and they can recover rather quickly and rather dramatically. So if you panic right now and try to get out because you're scared, you might miss that uptick year, you know, in 2023 that could come. I mean, I'm not trying to make a bold, big prediction here. You know, we like to say the biblical biblical penalty for prophecy gone wrong is death by stoning. I'm not interested in that. But overall, I think there is a history there that, that we can expect to challenge this year and maybe have better opportunities in the year ahead.
Yeah, you know, and in the Bible, you know, we're taught things like remembering. You know, when they crossed the Jordan, they built something to remember what had happened, to remember what God had done. And I think it's biblical wisdom. And you know, you're the one with the letters at the end of your name because of the study you've done to connect finances with the Bible. However, you know, it's clear that God wants us to take a look at history for a reason. And, you know, for those investors, like you've said, and I think we say it often, for those investors that are kind of freaking out because of the short-term investments, zoom out on your graph of the market. And you get to that 10, 15, 20 year graph. Mm-hmm. And that typically makes me feel better.
Yeah. I just had a conversation like that with a client just before you and I had a chance to connect today. And this client was 70 years old, inherited a reasonable sum that she's trying to be a wise steward of. That's actually her word. She wants to be a wise steward. And she's trying to create multi-generational wealth. And as a 70-year-old, I had to remind her that, you know, in a period like this, her timelines are still very long. You know, she might need some of the money in the next year, but much of the dollars she's investing go beyond her own lifespan, so that the timeline for investments is almost indefinite. You know, it's right. Almost infinite. So, you know, we're trying to keep that perspective. And I think that's so important when we get fearful, is just in our human nature, the way God designed us. When we're fearful, we become very short-term oriented.
Yeah.
And we don't do a good job, you know, taking a step back and looking at all the options and thinking long-term and goal-oriented.
Yeah, and our thoughts are not like his thoughts. His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. And often we read in Galatians, when the perfect time came, God's timing is perfect. So, keep that in mind. And Brian, before we go, I do want to encourage the listener to continue to tune in every Friday afternoon to get the financial update, typically the last segment of ABQ Connect. And of course, that costs them nothing other than a little bit of their time, which is a valuable investment when you're talking about your finances, to get some good insight as to how to biblically be good stewards of what God's given us. The other resource that they have, I know you guys provide at no cost on the website, and I'll let you give that information, all kinds of great tools.
Yeah, listeners are always welcome to visit johnmoore.com and look at that insights button up on the top right. That's where we keep all of our blogs. In about a week, we'll have a blog post up about this midterm election cycle with some more numbers, charts, and information around this. So that's something you can explore. But we love bringing that content. We try to keep it timely and relevant for you. And our hope in that, Steve, is that in a world that's full of misinformation and panic and short-term thinking and fear, that we can sort of help those investors and stewards take a step back and understand some principles, understand some market history, and all that will lead to better financial decisions.
Very good. Well, Brian, we appreciate having you. Real soon, we're going to have you in for a full hour. We're looking forward to that, and I'm sure we'll be able to open up the phone lines for listeners who have questions they want to ask directly. But thanks so much for your time today. Let's do it again next week.
Sounds good, Steve.
Well, that's going to do it for today's ABQ Connect. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday, 1 o'clock, for ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.